Chakras and NoFap. First, by taking control of your thoughts and emotions, your brain and body chemistry will change, and your perception of the outside world will change, which technically means you are able to change the outside world with your skills. Internal thoughts and feelings. Recent studies and scientific theory suggest that the way you think can change and alter your DNA and genetic makeup. This is huge news and a step to prove that your thoughts have a direct impact on your internal and external world, yet many spiritual people know this and believe it wholeheartedly. I'm here to tell you that semen retention is the key step to achieving this awareness. The longer you stay in semen retention, the more sexual energy you have. This energy begins at the root chakra level, in simpler terms, the lowest part of your spiritual metaphysical body. Once you ground yourself with the life force of the earth or, more importantly, semen retention, your sexual energy will rise in the sacral chakra or the sexual chakra. This is the point on your semen retention journey where you will feel a surge of impulses and temptations and you will be extremely aroused and energetic. However, this is a good sign. You have passed the root chakra and into the sacral chakra. When this energy rises is when you have cravings, but giving in and relapsing means that you are letting this energy find a way out of your physical and metaphysical body, to be wasted in nothingness, and therefore your energy will go back down to the root chakra and reset. If and when your energy rises to the sacral chakra and you feel these intense urges, thoughts, and temptations, and you continue to hold onto the sperm and save it, you will inevitably find other ways to move it, but this time you are not expelling it from your body, but higher up in your solar plexus, the next chakra. I don't want to be disrespectful or anything, but is there any scientific explanation at all, kind of like how they believe evolution, and the Big Bang? The reason I'm asking is because I am honestly very confused. For most of my life, I've always was very rigid, awkward, had bad posture, kind of foggy, and have had a murky, plugged nose sounding voice. Even though I was like this, I still had friends, had good grades, etc. So I'm not saying I was a complete mess, but more of a mess than people fully realized. Throughout the years, noticed at sophomore year, I began developing a slight lazy eye, and would often tilt my head to the right as well without realizing. Having my head slightly tilted to the right just felt like it was straight up to me. I always had a bit of a temper, and it just started getting to a point that I wasn't comfortable with. This anger was brought on from frustrations with myself, and a growing constant anxiety. I didn't like the way I was becoming, so I looked into meditation and stuck with it. I started feeling calmer, and it was great, but overall I was still who I always was. Through the meditation though, I became much more introspective and honest with myself. I was smoking weed at the time, and was still overall unhappy, and through the introspection brought on by meditation, every time I got high, I would have a bad trip, but I didn't mind. I accepted them and enjoyed the clarity that I used to run from. Anyways, one night after smoking, I was lying down looking inward and all of a sudden, I started feeling the muscles around my eyes and face start shifting and all pulling to the front of my face. It was very strange, but felt amazing. Little pops and crackles were happening all around the top of my face head. My left ear opened up and my back, shoulders, and hips released, and my entire body felt free and loose. I went to sleep and woke up the next day and I was still like that. My posture was fixed, my lazy eye was gone, my ear was louder, my nose and sinuses were more open than I had ever experienced, to the point of being a little too cold when I breathed. Along with my sinuses, my throat really opened up as well. I'm a singer and it was heaven because all of a sudden, overnight, my voice got so much clearer, and had added about an octave to its range. Basically, my sinuses were always pulled to the right with my eye, blocking them, but with them aligned, it allows me to access the sinuses in the forehead now, adding a lot of range to my voice. On top of all this, my face became way more expressive. Over time, as everything was being pulled to the right side of my head, it must have pulled the muscles slightly out of position and kind of paralyzed my face without me knowing. All of a sudden, smiling and moving my forehead and stuff felt way more natural, which immediately helped my awkwardness go away. I finally felt in front of my body and not behind it, if that makes sense. Because of, or along with, the physical change, mentally I felt like a new person. I was clear. I was motivated. All of a sudden, my musical and drawing abilities got like 10 times better without any extra practice. I was extremely confident, and had girls regularly flirting with me all of a sudden. I assumed this was mostly because I carried myself better and could finally make true eye contact. Then it all eventually went away after about a year and everything went back to how I always was. My eye drifted, My head tilted, my voice changed, posture went to hell, my mental clarity was gone, along with my newfound confidence. In that year, I had stopped meditating, which is definitely responsible for it going away, but then got back into it trying to get that feeling back. One day I got an idea to look up what a third eye is and was shocked. Everything I'm reading about the third eye and chakras completely lines up with what I couldn't explain. I've looked up so much medical stuff, trying to figure it out, and couldn't find anything even close to what I've experienced. But everything I'm seeing about chakras has completely been on the money and like exactly right. I even remember telling my mom about how it felt like there was a pole going from the top of my skull down my spine. There was just like this center line that my body pivoted around. Did all my chakras just completely align? Is that what I felt? Now through incorporating things I've learned about all this, I have actually started figuring out how to release everything again and kind of get it back. I have had a pain in my right side of my chest for a long time. Through focusing on the heart chakra, I have been able to feel the pain move to the center of my chest and go away. It's like the inside of my body had shifted to the right, like my face, and I did. I don't know. Whenever I get the pain into the middle of my chest, it goes away and my back and shoulders crackle and loosen, releasing all their tension. People around me notice the change. I mean, it's night and day. So yeah, I'm just very confused. Has anybody else experienced such a physical change like this? And wouldn't there be some medical explanation for the physical part? I'm not against believing in chakras and all that. That's definitely where my head's at now, but I'm just curious because this has been the weirdest best experience of my life, but has been very physical, so I feel I can't be the only one who has had this happen and it must be recognized as something, right? Either way, I finally feel like I have escaped my body and it's great.